It's Startup Nation on WJR.
Easy to follow instructions on achieving your dream.
By taking action now.
Here again are Jeff Sloan and Dan Gliske.
Today, focused on the unique challenges and opportunities of being a woman in business. Listen, if you've got a call for us or any of our guests today, the call-in number is 800-859-0957. We welcome your questions. Today's show brought to you by great sponsors, Comerica Bank, Walsh College. And, you know, Dan, we love giving great content on the show. We love inspiring entrepreneurs to start new businesses. We also love to provide access to experts that people can't otherwise get to. And right. Boy, do we have a guest in this segment that certainly has earned her chops, that's for sure.
There's no question about it. And Stephanie Bergeron, the president and CEO of Walsh College for the past 7 years, is going to be joining us now and talking about Walsh College's unique role in educating future entrepreneurs, both men and women, and giving us her insights in terms of what she sees. Stephanie, are you there?
I am here. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie. Welcome to Startup Nation Radio. You know, Dan, just before we jump in and ask Stephanie a first question, let me do something here. You talk about access to experts. Let me quickly do this. Stephanie Bergeron became the sixth president and chief executive officer of Walsh College in January of 2007. Before that, she earned a bachelor's of a business administration degree in accounting from the University of Michigan, and then a master's from the University of Detroit. She was at Arthur Andersen from 1977 on, spent 25 years in the automotive industry. I'm trying to do this quickly. It's amazing, actually. That's why I couldn't do this.
Really, you're making me kind of blush here.
And I'm not even done. This is amazing. You have had an amazing career. You're an achiever, I'll tell you, really, Stephanie. I could go on and on. You became founder of your own startup company. I'll give you the Reader's Digest version because it's really impressive. You serve on a number of boards. You've been honored with lots of awards. And we're thrilled to have you on. We're thrilled to have Walsh College as a sponsor. Thanks so much for supporting Startup Nation Radio. You guys really have a focus on educating entrepreneurs, don't you?
Yes, we do. It's a passion that we have. And I just take a moment to say, I think and I hope everyone in the listening public knows Walsh College and for sure knows the tagline, live, breathe, business. But we believe in doing so much more than just education for bachelor's degrees and graduate degrees. We believe in giving people an opportunity to reach something they never thought they could do before. So from that, our commitment to entrepreneurship kind of bubbled up and has continued to grow.
What was the genesis of you guys deciding to focus on entrepreneurship as a demographic to target with educational programs?
Well, I think that it probably started a decade ago, but when it really took flight was in 2008, 2009, when so many people found that the careers they thought they were going to have weren't going to be the careers they were really going to have as the workplace and the workforce here contracted. And when we asked people, how could we help, they said, you know, we always thought we'd work for someone else. Now we want to work for ourselves. We said, all right, let's figure out the ways to help those demographics that might not see a way forward. And women in particular has been a focus of ours for the last 4 years. We see many resources in this marketplace for people that have great ideas, technology, high growth companies. But for the woman that's had an idea and isn't really quite sure where to go next or who's done it before her, we worked with Inform and the Michigan Women's Foundation to create that pathway.
And Stephanie, you have a forum coming up March the 26th called Entrepreneur U. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, I'm so excited to tell you about that. This is our third annual conference. And when we constructed Entrepreneur U with the Michigan Women's Foundation and Inform, we said we need to do three things. We first want to put everyone in a room so that they can see what other people look like. So it's networking, and importantly, it's about education, hearing what others have done. But we don't stop there because that would be nice. But really what you have to do is grow. So through the summer, we offer the opportunity to think about submitting a business plan, getting some coaching, and then in the fall, actually doing a business plan competition where funding is then given to the winners. This, on March 26th, is our third annual conference for women. We sold out the last 2 years. We don't charge a lot of money because we think you got to pay a little bit to come in to learn. But we don't want to make it so difficult to reach that you're just going to say no.
Stephanie, that's fantastic. That's another perfect example of how Walsh College is doing more than just classroom training, but you're actually reaching out into the community and you're pulling people up and pulling entrepreneurs up, just like here at Startup Nation Radio, where we are really all about getting entrepreneurs to take action against their dreams. And you're exactly providing that kind of environment for them to do that. We really applaud that.
Yeah, absolutely, Dan. Well, I've got a follow-on question, Stephanie, that you mentioned you guys have some unique educational mm-hmm. programs targeting women, right? Women in entrepreneurship. So let me ask you, how do you tailor, specifically at a high level, what do you do to tailor educational programs specifically to the needs of women? What's the uniqueness there versus the audience at large?
I'll speak to Entrepreneur U first, and then I might step over and talk about the college at the same time. In Entrepreneur U, we have about 200 people attend, and it's taught entirely by women, women that have been entrepreneurs and succeeded, women that have been entrepreneurs and failed, because the audience learns as much from hearing about the failure as they learn about the successes. So it's when people can see and listen and talk to people that look like them.
Right, they can relate to it.
They can relate
right,
to them.
Right,
The other thing that people ask is within the college itself, where we have about 4,200 students, how many women come to our school? And it is about 50% men, 50% women. And the joy of learning in the classroom is when you're sitting there talking to people and you have a diverse group in that classroom, you have a diversity of thought and input that allows you to more critically analyze the situation. So for us, and in fact, a great number of the college staff are women.
Interesting.
That's the way it is. Yeah.
Okay, so uniqueness is relating to women. But going back to education, mm-hmm. Teaching people about entrepreneurship, one of the things that we always kind of wrestle with when we deliver content to our community is this very notion at the highest level, can entrepreneurship be taught? Can you teach a person to become a successful entrepreneur? Or are entrepreneurs born and they're just further equipped with education if they're able to get it? What do you think about that?
Oh, I think that's an excellent question. I think skills can be taught. If you have a dream and you have a product or a service, someone can help you determine, is it a viable product? Is there a market for it? Can you make money doing it? How do you take it next? And for example, when we do our conference on March 26th, there'll be plenary sessions where everyone's in one auditorium, but then we break it down into what we would call four tracks. And they're pretty simple. One of the tracks is called taking it step by step. So if you go to that particular track, you'll learn how to do some of the elements of what you need to either grow or start your business. Another one of our tracks is called Telling the World, and you can tell that's about marketing. How do I tell the world about what I have and what I'm trying to do? Third track is Taking Care of Business. How do I run my business like a business? And the fourth track is This is How We Do. So now the tactical sounds a little bit less than what it is, but it tells you how others are doing it so that you can model that behavior. And I think by describing it that way, we don't make it so intimidating that you're not afraid to go into that doorway and hear what people have to say.
Right, right. So let me drill down even a little further on this, because this is so intriguing to me about, taking a look at entrepreneurs who make it, the Kara Hockings of the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing to say, step one, here's how you go out and create awareness. Here's how mm-hmm. you go out and create leads. Here's how you close sales. Here's mm-hmm. how, all those things that can be taught. And I agree, by the way. But mm-hmm. what about the kind of the gray matter in between, stuff like the ability to make a pivot, the ability to, the tenacity that's required in order to be an entrepreneur, the ability to move quickly on your feet and make fast decisions in a fast-moving competitive world. Are those skills that can be taught or honed, or are those just natural?
I think there's a bit of nature in them, but I think if you have a passion for your business and you don't feel strong in any one of those capabilities, you have mentors or friends or people that will give you the advice and sometimes the kick in the bottom that you might need to move forward.
All right.
And Stephanie, she said it twice. Passion.
Passion. Oh, that's a key thing.
Right.
Well, Stephanie, we've got a caller we want to get to. Meg is calling in. Meg, you're on Startup Nation Radio, and I know you've got a question for Stephanie. Please, first, welcome to Startup Nation Radio, Meg.
Hey, Stephanie. So my question is, I work at home. I have the flexibility to be with my kids. But working remotely, it sometimes takes me out of the spin of the teamwork. And I'm just wondering if you have any advice on kind of how to bridge that gap between feeling like part of the team, but also, working remotely and independently.
I think, Meg, that's a great question. For example, at Walsh College, within the Walsh Institute, we have a leadership center that has affinity groups where people come and they meet together once a month. So they have the opportunity to share with each other. They have common kinds of goals and purposes, what's going on in their lives, what their challenges are. Beyond Walsh College, which I am very proud, I know there are organizations like the EO organization that will help you create a network that gives you some kind of, I guess, psychic support as you go through your journey. Because you're right, being home by yourself isolated isn't really as rewarding as being able to share your journey with others.
And that's and thank you, Meg, for the question. That's such an important thing, Stephanie, not just to provide education, but to provide that sense of community and support and being able to relate to others who have done it who are doing it. That's something that getting into an educational program like Walsh College offers. And we thank you so much for your support of Startup Nation Radio and for being on the show today. We wish you continued success in your own personal career path. I have no doubt lots more to come from Stephanie, that's for sure.
If people want to go to Entrepreneur U, how do they sign up, Stephanie?
The easiest way to go is to go look at the walshinstitute.com, and that will take you there, or else you can look for the walshinstitute.com/EYOU3, because it's the third conference we're having. And thank you so much for letting us share our story today and our passion.
Wonderful, wonderful. And again, thanks for being a great sponsor.
Stephanie Bergeron, Walsh College.
Okay, back with more in a minute on Startup Nation Radio.